This is the main school area, Ulyar said, pointing across the corridor toward a room with a small plaque beside the door, identifying it as AA-7 Fire Control Room. There's also a university of sorts two decks above us, up where the main scientific and technical sections of the ship were.
Interesting, Jinsler said. What courses do you teach?
Everything we can, of course, Ulyar said, half turning to look at Evelyn and her mother, walking silently behind Formby. This is actually Instructor Tabori's field of expertise. Instructor, would you care to elaborate?
Many of the records were lost in the devastation, of course, Rosemary said. Either destroyed or buried in the wreckage of D1, where we couldn't get to them. She waved at the schoolroom door. But the survivors had fair amounts of skills and knowledge among them, so as soon as they could, they set up a school to teach the children what they would need to know.
Ah, Jinsler said. And you were trained as an instructor.
She shrugged. That's what I do now, but my actual training is in meteorology and music. I'm not very good at the latter, though. She smiled down at the girl beside her. Evelyn's much better than I am. And of course, there are a lot of advanced maintenance classes.
That being particularly important to our survival,
Counselor Tarkosa added gruffly.
Even with many of the old droids still functional, this ship still chews up a huge number of worker hours in repairs and maintenance, and the droids need constant maintenance of their own.
Jinsler nodded.
What about basic life necessities, he asked. Food, water, and energy.
Fortunately, we have all of that in abundance, Ulyar said. The central storage core suffered only minor damage in the devastation, and we were able to bring the D5 and D6 fusion generators back online before the emergency power supplies were exhausted.
You speak as if you were there, Formby suggested.
Yes, I was, Ulyar said. I was 22, in fact, when your people viciously attacked and destroyed us.
Yes, Formby murmured. Though it was not the will of either the 9 ruling families or of the Chiss people that that happened.
Well, it was the will of someone with blue skin and red eyes, Ulyar said bluntly. And I'm constrained to point out that even after all that, knowing that it had happened, you waited until now to come see what had become of us.
He peered closely at Formby.
Or is this your first time here? Have you actually been watching us all along? Just for your own amusement?
Not at all, Formby said. We didn't even know this vessel had survived until a few handfuls of days ago.
Then why did you come? Ulyar countered. Was it the ship itself you wanted? Secrets from the Republic you hoped to plunder?
He turned his unblinking stare on Jinsler.
Or was it you and this so-called New Republic of yours? Were you the ones who wanted it?
We came solely from a desire to see the place where so many of our people had died, Jinsler said.
And to honor those who gave their lives defending our people.
Vesh spoke up from the rear. That's correct, Jinsler said. No one here wants to take anything away from you.
Ulyar smiled coldly.
No, of course not.
The smile vanished.
At the very least, I'm sure you didn't expect to find anyone aboard who still remembered, he said. You see, Ambassador Jinsler, I recognize your name. I knew that other Jinsler, too. The one who deserted us at our time of greatest need. Who was she? A relative? Sister? Cousin?
She was my sister, Jinsler said.
Your sister? Ulyar repeated. Deeply beloved, of course, which is why you've come all this way to honor her memory.
Jinsler took a careful breath.
She wasn't beloved, he said. At least, not by me.
Ulyar lifted his eyebrows with polite skepticism.
No.
No. Jinsler looked the other man straight in the eye. As a matter of fact, I hated her. The statement seemed to throw Ulyar completely off his stride.
Of course you did, he said at last.
He eyed Jinsler another moment, then turned resolutely back to Formby.
The fact remains that it was your people who attacked us.
Formby opened his mouth.
I'd like to see the school, Jinsler put in, suddenly tired of hearing Ulyar talk.
Certainly,
Ulyar said.
Instructor Tabori, perhaps you'd be kind enough to show the ambassador around?
Sure,
Rosemary said, her face puckering uncertainly.
This way, ambassador.
She turned and headed toward the door at a quick walk, her daughter beside her. Jinsler followed.
This is the second-tier classroom.
Jinsler found himself standing in a low-ceilinged room, equipped with perhaps a dozen small desks arranged in a circle. The children at the desks, 4 and 5-year-olds by the look of them, were busy scribbling away on their data pads, while a young woman wandered around the outside of the circle, silently inspecting their work.
I see, Jinsler said.